Today's May 23rd, 2013, and we're going to finish off, Bezes Hashem, the mitzvah of eating matzah. We had a discussion yesterday. We left off with the Marsha. The Marsha says a beautiful thing, and that is that the idea of the eating of the matzah, while there's many other ideas about it didn't rise, and lechemayini, and all that kind of stuff, he says the main thing is matzais toichel b'makom kadosh. The purpose is to eat the matzah in a place of holiness, means within an atmosphere of holiness. That means when we eat the matzah, we're going through an experience of 8 days during which we are more so dedicated and enveloped by kedusha, by holiness, than the rest of the year. And so matzah is teichel b'makom kadosh, you should eat it literally. It means you should eat it in a place of holiness. It means it's talking about one of the karbonis that's eaten, has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. But what he's saying is that this alludes to the fact that when we eat matzah, it's an exercise of emphasizing our holiness and dedicating our lives to kedusha. And therefore, he says, the only reason why we don't eat chametz is because chametz is representative of the Yetzer Hara, as we spoke at great length. There's no place for chametz while we're going through this exercise of intense, we call it intense therapy, intense holy therapy. All right? So we go like on a retreat. We're on a retreat, on a retreat of holiness during the Yom Tov of Pesach, and we're dedicating our thoughts and even our bodies towards that holiness. There's no place for matzah, which is for chametz, which is representative of the other side, so to speak. And in the words of the Kabbalah, we mentioned this, we have it here many times, sitra achra, the other side, literally means the other side, right? There's the right side and the left side. Instead of calling the left side, sometimes it's called the other side. Yeah? Yes. So there was once a great dispute between two gedolim about a certain thing that happened, whether it was actually a miracle or it was the Yetzer Hara trying to lead people in the wrong direction. So one of them said, no, it was a great miracle. And the other one said, no, it was sitra achra. It was from the other side. It was from the... So they came back to him and said, you said sitra achra, but the other rabbi said it's a wonderful thing. He says, yeah, it depends on which side you're standing. Okay, so that's the expression, the other side. All right. But in any case, this idea that we have to view ourselves during the Yom Tov of Pesach as sort of going into a bubble. You know, we're going into outer space, into a different... We're going into an atmosphere that is different than the rest of the year, is something that we'll see several places mentioned this sort of idea, that it's sort of an intense therapy. We mentioned this way back when. The Ramban really says it in Chumash. I don't have it down here. It could be we had it on one of our source sheets, but the end of Parshas Bo, there's a Ramban, a famous Ramban, probably the most famous Ramban, that speaks at great length about the Yetzias Mitzrayim and so on. And basically what he says in very short, the idea, he says many things. One of the ideas is we find many, many mitzvos that we do throughout the year, in fact, every day, where we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remind of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And his explanation is that one time a year we have an intense, what do we call it, a retreat, an intense experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the lessons therein. And then the rest of the year we have little like booster shots, booster shots, right? Where it's like the initial inoculation is a very heavy thing, and then every few years you get booster shots. You're familiar, yeah? Sometimes they don't work. I was in Eretz Yisrael about 20 years ago, and I got measles. And that was after I had all the inoculations and all the, I think it's going around again now, unfortunately. And they're finding out that what they gave 20 years ago, maybe it wasn't frequent enough, the boosters. So Hashem wants us to have frequent booster shots. So what does he give us? Every day you put on tefillin and you see a mezuzah and a Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's always Zeich Letzias HaTzayim, Zeich Letzias HaTzayim, Zeich Letzias HaTzayim. In fact, saying over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, one of the famous statements by Reb Chaim Brisker about the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is that one time a year you have to do it in great detail and in different forms, but the rest of the year is just a mentioning, you know. But the idea is basically to keep that flame alive. So that idea of going to an intense retreat for 7 days and experiencing everything about Pesach really finds itself in many, many different places, but especially with the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have mitzvahs every day to keep that flame alive, that we should remember it. Okay. Because the literal translation of those words is to eat the, but that's talking about a carbon. We're not talking about here. He's just using this as an allusion to the mitzvah of eating our matzah, right? The general matzah. It's a bederach drush. It's not the literal. The literal translation is matzahs b'malkim kodesh. Even the matzahs in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the matzahs that were eaten on Pesach, though, didn't necessarily have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. You could eat anywhere, right? So that's the same as today. But he's just borrowing an idea from that pasuk, b'derech drush, that's the idea of matzah in general. I like to say that there were many gedolim that after they passed away, they became chassidish. You know, after they, you know about this? You don't know? The Or HaChaim HaKodesh, he was a Sephardic, right? But when the chassidim referred to him, they referred to him as the Ur HaChaim HaKodesh. The Ur HaChaim HaKodesh, right? Because so, he became Hasidish after he passed away. So the Marsha, this Marsha is somewhat Hasidish type of style, yeah. Oh, so we left off with a question, and that is that the Marsha points out that the words chametz and the words matzah, and the word chametz and the word matzah have three letters each. Two of them are identical. Yes? The only difference is that one has a ches and one has a hay. And there's a slight difference between the ches and the hay. And we ended off with a question of, if you wanted to say that the days of Pesach are there to separate you from worldly things, in a sense, not totally, of course, you have to have food and drink, etc., and sameach, but if you really want, if that was the lesson of Pesach, that's the exercise of Pesach, so then we should move to a far, far, far extreme. We should eat something that is totally spelled entirely like the opposite side of the olive base, right? Not so close, we just missed it, right? Matzah and chametz, just a little hay, a hay and a ches. So Reb Neil gave us an answer. What was the answer? Oh, you didn't give an answer? Reb Michal gave an answer, okay. We as human beings live on that tightrope, all right? Yes. Yes. That's right. Very good. So let's see. Okay. Very good. So we find this very often. Let's see this Ramchal, a very, very important Ramchal. Also about the fundamentals of Pesach, and will expose us to this idea further. Now, again, you do not have to follow in the sheet if I'm going too quickly or if it's annoying to you or you don't want to, but it'll enhance it. But you could certainly understand a lot outside. Inyan hachametz u'matzahu. Ready for this? In the Derech Hashem. Until Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were mixed up together with the other nations. Even though we had Eretz Goshen, even though we had different language, even though we were still heavily influenced. The Torah calls it that the Rebbeinu Shlom took us out, Goy Mikerev Goy, one nation from another. Chazal tell us, Vilna Gaon used to say this, there was like a birth. It's like a birth. I've said this over, that the Chafetz Chaim mentions that's why you have, the same way you have, it says, Kimeit Seischem Eretz Mitzrayim Eretz Nefleis. The same wonders that we saw in Mitzrayim, we'll see at the end of days. And the same way by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was like a birth, because it was an extraction, really, of one entity from within the other. One was influencing, we were getting our nourishment from Mitzrayim, we were breathing the Tumah of Mitzrayim. We plummeted to great depths. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And it was almost the point of no return. And we got out of there. But it was like one entity from within the other, right? And then it was like a birth. And when there's a birth, there's always birth pangs. And that's why the Vilna Gaon used to say, that's why there's Chevle Mashiach, the pangs of the birth of Mashiach. It's also the same way we too today. We're entrenched in the we're fighting us here in this room and the thousands we know that live their lives in a way that hopefully keep the torch lit. We're fighting our way to remain as separate as we can within the galus. But there, unfortunately, the majority of Jewish people are not like that. So we're so assimilated and influenced from the outside world that it's really like a child within the mother's womb that's being nourished by the outside world. So when we were there, was Hashem took us out goy mikerev goy ubitziyasam nigalo v'nivdalu. And when we were taken out of Mitzrayim, it was a severance. It was a separation. Until that time, it was like dark. We were very, we had the influences of physicality. Our bodies, our physical existence would overpower us. And by taking us out, we said this in the past, we say in the Haggadah, it's not just al geula seinu, on our redemption from physical servitude, but al pidus nafshenu also. We had a redemption from spiritually as well. V'nimtzu gufasam litaher ulizdamein litarev avayda. You want to know why Pesach is so great? What's so important about Pesach? The Yetzias Mitzrayim, the redemption from Mitzrayim, was that we were now free to be able to exercise our spirituality and be not detached but free to control, in control of our physical bodies, and to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, inyan zeh nitzavu b'hashbasas hachametz u'b'achilas hamatzah. So much of this we have mentioned little tidbits about in the past. I'm not going to mention them because there's so many of them. But basically he says that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam said, get rid of chametz and eat matzah. Isn't a strange thing? Okay, we got on Mitzrayim, we had this redemption, even spiritual, fine. So therefore it should manifest itself in the form of a commandment to refrain from eating one thing and eating another. Why is the emphasis on a specific food? What's so important about that? Have a good time, eat and drink. Be mesameach. Why a specific food? Where else do you find in the Torah that you have to eat a specific food to commemorate, or specific foods? It's a very interesting thing. I told you once, Rav Gifter used to say, make sure that your sukkahs doesn't turn into a stuffed cabbage, and your pesel doesn't turn into I was going to say a knedel, but that's gebruchs. Doesn't turn into matzah, and your shavuos doesn't turn into cheesecake. Yeah, it's very nice to have these things. But here you have a real emphasis on the food. It's a mitzvah saseh midairaisa. To eat chametz, to eat matzah, and to refrain from chametz. Why is all that? Bread that was prepared for the food of a person, who mishtava be'emes el matziv hanirtze ba'adam. It is equated. Yeah, shava, yeah. Right, commensurate or equal, or the inyan hachimutz shehu davar tivi belechem, and the leavening agent in the bread, In other words, the purpose of the leavening agent is to make the bread more digestible, more palatable, more tasty, more soft, so we should be able to digest it properly. This idea of having a leavening agent in the bread, the bread could adjust, so that the human being can digest it properly, is really, I mean, that's really reflective of the fact that we have a Yetzirah as well. We are, so to speak, our neshama is the matzah, and then you add a leavening agent, which is the Yetzirah, also so that it could adjust to create a perfect balance, and that's really what's happening in the bread. In other words, what he's saying is really the idea that Reb Michal said, and that is, as humans, we have to have a mixture, we have to have a balance. The same way bread has to have a little bit of a leavening agent, just to make it. To create that texture, to create that taste, whatever it might be, that it should then be able to be as easily digested and useful to the human as possible. In that same way, for our neshama as well and our guf, we have to have a yetzirah to have that balance. If a person didn't have a yetzirah, we've mentioned this many times, you'd also be in trouble. Okay. So basically, in short, we need to have a certain balance. As humans, we need to have a balance. However, important words. Umnam, first word on the line, three lines in the bottom of that piece. Lizman miyuchud, for a finite amount of time, miyuchud umeshur, husuchu yisrael limona min achametz velizim mimatzah. For a finite amount of time during the course of the year, we go to an extreme, and we have this sort of therapy for a short period of time where we refrain from eating chametz entirely. And we eat only matzah. Lies mematim ba'atzmam koyach hayetzahara. Now, as a doctor, as a medical doctor, how many of us here are medical doctors? Two of us, yes? So you'll probably be able to better explain this to us, that there are times when the levels, you take blood tests, and there's certain levels of certain chemicals, certain vitamins, whatever it might be, that are within the body are too low or too high. So you give the patient a course for the next 2 weeks, make sure to eat XYZ, X servings a day, until the levels will even out. Now, you don't want them to stay that way, but it'll even out, you'll move back to the middle of the road. The Rambam speaks about this as far as Midas and so on. Okay, but for a finite period of time, we have this extreme course that we take, which is to remove this thing that's representative of the Yetzirah, to remove it entirely from our diet, but only for 7 days. As humans, we need to have the Yetzirah. As humans, we need to have this balance. So, not to eat bread a whole year, that's not what Hashem wants of us. But for a few days a year, in order to get this message across, for a few days a year, we minimize that which represents the koyach of the Yetzirah, and the inclination towards more physical things, ulahagbir ba'atzmam hiskarvus alaruchnius, and to strengthen within ourselves the tendency towards spirituality.
So it's connected with
Mitzrayim, then? Hold on. V'ulam, however, sheyazunu kach tamid, in order to have a diet like that an entire year, yefshe, that's impossible. Ki ein ze hanirza ba'ilam hazeh. Exactly what Michael was saying, those words. I underlined them. In this world, that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of us. It's very nice, we could be a parush, and that's the lesson of last week. It's unbelievable, it's coming up now, right? Shetzir atzmim and ayayin. A nazir has to bring a chatas, why? He has to bring a carbon chatas, why? Because he refrained from drinking wine. Well, what's wrong with wine? What's wrong with refraining from drinking wine? If a person sees a saita b'kulkula, he needs some musr. Keep away from things that might, chas v'shalom, lead to bad... No. If you allow the wine to lead you in the wrong direction, it means you're not strong enough in the other side, the counter force. You need to have a balance so that you could properly and healthily live in this world where you're digesting things, you're eating things, you're enjoying things, and not letting them get the better of you. Now, of course, if you're the type of person that a particular item, food, activity, whatever it may be, that inherently is innocent, but you misuse it, then of course you need to have also an intense, a period of time where you have an intense, you know, reaction to it, where you go to the other side. And that's the same thing with everything. You need to have a balance with those things that are inherently good but could be abused. As with everything, moderation. Correct? So that's why it's true that this is a question we asked way back. It's true that the chametz represents, the leavening agent represents the Eitz Hara. So then why do we eat it a whole year? The answer is, as humans, we need to have it. Just like the Eitz Hara itself. The Eitz Hara also creates a certain balance within us that we need in order to navigate this world. We have to have the Eitz Hara. To deny that is ignoring the reality. And that's the purpose why the Rebbeinu Shlom put us in here, so that we should have that struggle. We need a Eitz Hara. We don't create extra struggles for us or for ourselves, extra challenges, etc. But the basic day-to-day challenges that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to have, we try to live that way with a good, healthy balance. To ignore it is to be unrealistic. So that's why, says the Ramchal, we need to have, during the rest of the year, chametz. We need to eat chametz. We need to live in this world and recognize that we're living in Olam Hazeh. But for 7 days a year, in order to not to lose focus, in order to get that message across, and then to keep that message for the rest of the year, perhaps with all the mitzvahs of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, perhaps with other things, we go through this process of a seven-day period. Ach, he says, the last line is Hayamim Hamashu'arim Lazer Roy Shishmru Zeh Inyan. These days and this specific period of time, it's very important that during that period of time, even though during the rest of the year we'll be living with chametz, and you have this idea in the halachas, that since chametz is something that during the rest of the year is permitted, there's more stringencies on Pesach because you may come to. Right, so it's really, but during the time of the Pesach itself, we have to be exceedingly careful. Why? She'al yedei zeh, through this lesson, yamdu b'madrega ru'u yelohem, for the rest of the year, you'll be able to remain on the madrega, on the level that you really need to be on. B'hinei zeh ikar inyonai shel chag ha-Pesach. This is the main idea of Chag HaPesach. The main idea of Chag HaPesach is that we're going to a 7-day retreat. They threw in a bonus day for us here in the diaspora. Get an extra a night and a day with a continental breakfast. With Knedlach. All right, so again we have this idea. Should we try to hurry up and finish this? Let's just do one more little piece and then we'll finish off the mitzvah of matzah. What? Is who? The Yetziah from Mitzrayim, of course, because the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, that's what he's saying at the beginning of the piece. The Yetziah from Mitzrayim is the extraction from the influences. That we had too much, the balance was not correct. We had too much Yetzirah. I think I'm going to have to stop here. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to finish this off in a moment, in a couple minutes. But if you have a chance, that little piece at the bottom is a piece that I wrote many years back about this basic idea that we've been talking about. You could keep it, yes. If you want, I can hold on to it for you and give it back to you next week if that's better for you. But if you want to keep it, more than welcome. Everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.